Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thanks, Steve. This is a special week for the Work Camper Show. We're in Heber Springs, Arkansas for the annual Work Camper Rendezvous event. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Here in Heber Springs, about 200 enthusiastic people have gathered to attend this year's rendezvous. A combination of experienced RVers and folks who are dreaming about launching a travel lifestyle have gathered to get inspiration and share stories of their own on-the-road experiences. During 4.5 days of seminars, the participants are learning everything they need to know in order to hit the road as a work camper or to make the most of the RV lifestyle. A major announcement was made this morning with the launch of the Small Business RVer Initiative, which was developed in collaboration with Ziglar Incorporated. That is a company started by legendary inspirational speaker Zig Ziglar, which is now managed by his son Tom. The Small Business RVer will help people start, grow, and maintain an RV-based business anywhere that someone has electricity and an internet connection. In this morning's session, CEO Tom Ziglar was joined by Howard Partridge, who heads up the company's business training. They showed that, yes, it is possible to run a business of your own from an RV. They also identified more than a dozen examples of businesses ideally suited for a mobile lifestyle. The men introduced a mentorship program exclusively with Work Camper News to train and support new and experienced business owners. That program includes membership in the Ziglar online community, where people can tap into the company's world-renowned training resources. They also identified what it takes to be successful in business today and showed how anyone with a passionate purpose can make money working for themselves. I won't steal any more of their thunder, so please welcome to the show Tom Ziglar, the CEO of Ziglar Incorporated, and Howard Partridge, the Vice President of Training Operations. Thanks for joining us today, guys. I really appreciate it. You had a heck of a first morning session here trying to enthuse about 200 RVers into going into business for themselves. Do you think it's possible for RVers to make money in a business on the road?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I second that. We had fun. Everybody was totally positive and engaged, and yeah, it was just great.
Mm-hmm.
It was phenomenal.
They sure were. In fact, you had listed a bunch of businesses, both of you, in your session that people could do from their RVs. What were some of them that really struck out or that made more sense to you?
Well, so the thing is that one of the things that we talked about is you want to do what you love, right? So you're going out to see the country in your RV and have that RV lifestyle and that freedom, but you want to have more income to do that with, right? And so a small business is the best way to do that for a lot of reasons. Extra income, you don't use up your retirement. You can make $120 an hour instead of $12 an hour. Tax write-offs, as Mr. Kohler shared with us, and et cetera, et cetera. So we came up with about 13 different, right off the bat. Now, we could create a whole new list, but about 13 things to choose from. So the thing is that whatever your personality style is, some people, you know, really like to work with people, and some people like to work with data and, you know, that sort of thing. So do what you love. So we came up with about 13 different ideas. And so I'll share the first one. So digital marketing and social media is a big thing nowadays. And so you can learn that craft. Anything you do, you got to learn the craft, right? And then you got to learn how to operate a business, even if it's a small business. So we have a guy who came through a young guy who came through Ziglar Legacy certification, and Tom could tell you more of his story, but He went from nothing, living out of a van. Didn't even have an RV. He was living out of a van. And now he has a $1 million digital marketing practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jacob Salem is amazing. One of the businesses that I really like. One of the businesses that I really like is the waterless cookware business. And my dad did that, and he would do dinner parties in people's homes. Well, now through KitchenCraft, which is a fantastic product line, it's one of our good friends. His name is Dave Hurley. That's his organization. But actually, at this show right here at Rendezvous,
they're here.
They're here. Yeah, they've got a booth here. And Tim, who's running the booth, works with KitchenCraft, and he lives in an RV. And here's the cool thing is he travels to home shows and fairs and those, and he lives right out of that. And it's just such an incredible product. Every time I go to a fair, I see the KitchenCraft product, and people will walk up and they'll say, I've had it for 50 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so when you can run a business on the road that solves a problem that's a legacy, because people give this cookware as wedding gifts, and grandparents will give it to their grandkids when they graduate from college. I mean, it's just such a powerful thing. And of course, healthy living and healthy eating is now more important than ever. And the healthiest food in the world comes out of that cookware. So that's a great business.
And how cool is it to do the cookware demonstrations right there in the RV community, right?
Right.
Where you're staying.
That's one of the reasons people get an RV is so they can cook their own meals rather than eating out all the time.
Yeah. Right.
So. And they've done this product so that it'll fit, right? You only need a couple of pieces. Dave Hurley is a good friend of the Ziegler's. And so he trains his people on Ziegler material to help them go out and sell better. It's just like the perfect mm-hmm. match.
Right. And so that's the reason we do what we do is a business that is based on the Ziegler philosophy, the successful person builds a successful business. When you look at a failed business, what you're going to find is a person who maybe had some dysfunction in their life, usually, is behind it. And I've been very successful in business. And Tom and I today work with 109 different industries in 20 different countries. And many of these businesses can be run right from your RV. For example, graphic design. That's one that you could do. Real estate investing. You don't have to be where your real estate is located. We talked about that in the course today. Accounting. Maybe you like accounting or bookkeeping or doing taxes or whatever. You don't have to be in a location to do that.
If I'm not mistaken, the Millionaire Next Door book highly recommends accounting and said that many millionaires go into that just because it is low startup and it's portable.
Right.
You can take
Absolutely.
It anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A high demand.
Yes, mm-hmm. And a high demand for someone who really, the thing is that with something like accounting, people want to, Mark was talking about this earlier today, they just want to go on TurboTax and things. Well, they're missing a lot of opportunity. A
lot of deductions,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's where that kind of segues into another one that I love, which is coaching. You can coach people in all, they can be a lifestyle coach, a health coach, a business coach, all different kinds. And really, the accountant you want is really, they're a coach, right? Because,
that's true,
because
yeah.
they are asking you questions to yeah. help give you the greatest benefit. I love coaching because I either do it on the phone or through Zoom
mm-hmm.
much more than I do face-to-face.
Right.
And so that's something you can do from anywhere. I know Howard has done coaching calls right from the beach.
That's true. As a matter of fact, I just got a new idea for a product while we were sitting here. I was like, I could do more coaching from the beach if I had some of these windscreens in front of my AirPods for my phone, you know?
There you go. Great.
Because a lot of times I have to come up from the beach to sit on the porch to do coaching calls. But that's one of the things that that Ziegler helps with is to develop you as a coach. We have a brand new coaching system where anybody can learn to be a coach and share the Ziegler philosophy with other people and charge for it. Mm-hmm. We teach you how to enroll people and how to coach and, you know, the whole business model. So it's amazing. That's like, if I had to do all over again, I would do exactly what I'm doing right now, with the exception of I would only do coaching that I can do remote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the best part about being in an RV now is technology has changed in the last 10 years so that you can work anywhere. You have internet connection and electricity.
Exactly.
And that's all you need to run a successful business. And then, you know, there's that whole thing of buying into an existing business or well-proven franchise or a system that's already out there. You're not reinventing the wheel. You're just building a foundation or building on a foundation laid by others.
Exactly.
And with the technology, you can, whatever experience you have, whatever industry or business career you had before, there are people wanting to break into what you've already mastered, and why not coach them? Why not create a shortcut for them? So it's not like you abandon all of your skills and experience from the past. You can actually leverage that in a new way to help others.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that.
Exactly. Exactly. So coaching is huge. Teaching, even speaking. I mean, sometimes I wish I had an RV so I could just not have to get on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, security and hotels, the two things that I dislike the most about traveling.
Well, that's just it. If you've got a career, if you've had a career for a while and you're an expert in that area,
right,
because you've worked at it for 20 years, you can go and teach other businesses
Absolutely.
What you did.
Absolutely.
That would be, you know, anything from security to hospital administration to teaching seminars and teaching teachers, that type of thing.
Yeah, and even nonprofits and all sorts of different groups need speakers. Even local community groups need speakers, and they need someone, an expert. Like here at the Rendezvous, you guys had Mark Kohler, who's a CPA, and he gave some excellent, excellent advice on, you know, why you should have a business and how to structure it so that you maximize your taxes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so then here's another couple of examples. RV technician.
Right.
RV inspector. Now, I know that your audience probably knows a lot about that because that's what one of the things that you guys do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What do you think people, what would it take for somebody to be successful on the road?
Well, you already said it. Two of the things that they need is a telephone and an internet connection.
An internet connection.
Which they probably already have both.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that you need two more things. One is you need the desire. Mr. Zig Ziglar said that the secret ingredient of success is desire, and desire comes from a vision. So you need a vision. You need to believe that you can do it. And that's why Ziglar exists, is to help you understand who you are, whose you are, and what's possible for you, the potential that you have. And then the second thing you need is you need some business Small business fundamentals. There are certain things. How do I get customers? How do I make the sale? How do I serve them properly? How do I do this in such a way that I can still have my lifestyle of cruising around the country?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liken it to, you know, you get the Christmas gift and you open the box and it's got 300 pieces.
Right.
Right. And so there's two ways to do it. You can figure it out alone on your own, and the toy's never going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can open it up, and there's simple instructions.
That's good.
Right.
And you do step one, and it's like, oh, wow, that one. And step two. And then an hour later, you're playing with the most incredible toy ever.
Mm-hmm.
Starting a business is the same way. You can dump all the contents on the floor and go, what is that? Or you can go to somebody who's run multiple businesses, who's coached thousands of business owners, who's been doing it over 25 years,
mm-hmm.
somebody like Howard Partridge.
Who?
Yep. Right? And then
that's me.
So the other key here is that for businesses that are successful and who aren't successful, the key to that success is the owner just looks in the mirror.
Right.
Okay? And so who you are on the inside, what you believe, your character, values, your principles, the things that the way you lead your life, that's the key. So mm-hmm. the team of what we do with Howard is Ziglar, we give you all the information, all the knowledge, the principles and values to become the right kind of person. And then you've got to have the system and the skill to run whatever business it is that you want. When you put those two together, that's a life-changing combo.
Right.
A powerful combination.
Where does passion fit into this?
Well,
or purpose.
Yeah, passion, purpose. Here's the thing. It's been my experience that unless you've got a little bit of passion, a little bit of purpose, a little bit of desire, as soon as the obstacle comes along,
right,
the most deadly nation in the world is going to take over, and that's procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to connect what you're good at with what you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell people is, hey, are you passionate about people?
Right.
That's right. So Zig Ziglar said that ships were built for sailing, planes were built for flying. He said that houses were built for living, and man was built for a purpose. Mm-hmm. And what we teach at Ziglar is that you are born to win. Mr. Ziglar said that you're born to win, but in order to be the winner you're born to be, you have to plan to win and prepare to win. So part of that planning and that preparation is understanding, you know, why you're here on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we taught today is that find the problem you want to solve. Is it, you know, cooking without oils and cooking healthy food so we can be healthier? Is it, you know, helping someone have a better image on their business? Is it coaching with the Choose to Win coaching system so that people can find this purpose and you can help other people find their purpose? And Mr. Ziglar said that when your passion meets the problems or the needs of the world, he said that's when purpose is born, mm-hmm. right?
How many people here in this room or at this venue do you think have been working in dead-end jobs for much of their career? They've been bored to death. This is an opportunity for them really step out and relaunch a new life,
that's
right?
That's right. Yep, absolutely. Yep.
So, but that opens up a whole can of worms as to what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? And it goes back into that training. And here at this convention, you guys introduced this new Small Business RVer Academy, right? Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. I'll start and then I'll have Tom share a little bit. Steve Anderson came to us and said, we feel like helping work campers start their own business would be a great vehicle for them. Would you guys help us do that? So we developed smallbusinessrver.com, smallbusinessrver.com, and where you can get free business building information, and it's backed in by the Ziglar community where you can learn the Ziglar philosophy and apply the Ziglar philosophy to your life and business. So you can try it out for free, and then when you're ready to join, then you're going to get mentoring from Tom on the Choose to Win program that he does. You're going to get the Ziglar training, and you're going to get the Small Business Fundamentals. So when you join smallbusinessrver.com, you get those. We walk you through how to start and run that business, and then you're going to get the Ziglar community along with that so that you can develop yourself and, you know, people that are maybe working with you.
Does that go to helping you reprogram your mind?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's really two main points to this. The first is you got to be the right kind of person. So at Ziglar, we teach that there's seven areas of life that we want to win in. You know, my book is called Choose to Win. And so Dad said you're born to win. And ultimately, even though you're born to win, you have to choose to win. And it's really a choice of what you're going to do. And there's seven areas of life. There's the mental, the spiritual, the physical, the family, the financial, the personal, and the career. And so as part of the Ziglar community, we take you through the steps, the simple choices, the simple habits that you create in each of those areas of your life so that you can say, hey, you know what? I'm winning on the mental side. I'm winning on the spiritual side. I'm winning on the physical side. Well, the last one of those is career. And I like to look at career as that's the economic engine.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start putting your plan, okay, what could I do? How would I do that? Well, once you're the right kind of person and as you grow as the right kind of person, the only thing left you need is the game plan. What's the process?
Right.
How do I do it? And then that's what we bring through the Ziglar community in the fundamentals of business. And so from a marketing perspective, how do you market when you don't have any money? There's a ton of ways.
Tons of ways.
And the community will help you with that, right?
And so,
absolutely.
Yep. And so let's just say you start your own business out of your RV, and then you're like, okay, so I'm getting prospects. How do I close them? How do I make a sale? We teach you how to do that. It's simple stuff that if you take action on, it'll create your dream life.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. I'm a product of the Ziegler philosophy. I started my first business out of the trunk of my car. I didn't even have an RV. Still don't have an RV, but I'm going to have an RV.
We'll work on that.
We'll work on that. And Steve, I think that's Steve's number one goal for us. Someone told me that, there's several in the parking lot right now that are for sale. So hopefully when I get home tonight, it's always possible that I'll be like, guess what I did today, which, that's happened with cars before. But anyway, so the thing is that, why should you have a business? Extra income, tax write-offs, do what you love. When you want to do it. Make $120 an hour instead of $12 an hour. Make $1,200 an hour instead of $12 an hour. You get to choose. And so why do it? What are you going to do? Well, one of the things that we have in the Ziegler community, when you join up to just get the free download at smallbusinessrvr.com, one of the first things you're going to learn is about personality styles. You're going to learn your personality style, and you'll be able to choose something that fits your personality profile, right? Something you're going to love to do. And then once you figure out what kind of business you want, you just need to, as Tom said, know the how. And over the years, I built my first business from the trunk of my car into a multi-million-dollar business, and I have one strategy on building referrals. You don't need to spend a dime on advertising or marketing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Zero.
Right.
You don't have to become an internet expert. You just have to be willing to introduce yourself to people and tell the story. So I'll teach you how to do that.
Now, would it be safe to assume that people could join this community even if they didn't know what they wanted to do, but by listening to what others are doing and seeing what they're doing and how they're living their lifestyle and what kind of businesses they have, it might make something click and they could say, I could do that, or I could do the same thing, but over here in this area where I'm uniquely gifted and passionate about.
Yeah, that's one thing that we're going to actually be intentional about is, let's explore the different opportunities. We want to have Kitchen Craft come on and share that opportunity, because not only can you help people get cookware, but there's another part of that, and this is called network marketing, where you can help other people get into that business.
And by network marketing, you mean network marketing. You're not talking about multi-level marketing kind of thing, right?
I'm talking about multi-level marketing.
You are? Okay.
Yeah. And so, like, I did one program called Send Out Cards. There's another.
Oh, that's right.
There's another opportunity. Now, people get a bad connotation about that because of people who have not represented it well, right? They got into it. They really didn't know what they were doing. They just beat you over the head because you happen to be friends or family. Mm-hmm. And but the truth is that done right, that can be a legitimate business model, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we just interviewed somebody on a different podcast not too long ago who started a business for her daughter to sell hair accessories at a campground, craft shows and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then she took it over when her daughter moved out of the RV to go to college and turned it into a real business. And today they're making more money off of that business than they did through their husband when he was working construction.
Exactly.
So, there are plenty of opportunities out there.
Plenty.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things that I really resonate with. One of my good friends, his name is Rabbi Daniel Lappin, and he says that retirement is not mentioned in the Bible. In the Old Testament, it's not mentioned.
Mm-mm.
And what it really means is that we never retire. We elevate to another level of service. Mm. And the greatest service that we can do is to solve a problem for somebody else.
That's right.
Right.
And so the way we get joy and satisfaction and the way we love living life is when we get to wake up wherever we want in the world, looking at whatever scenery we want to look at with the people we want to look at it with, knowing that we have a business that's going to solve a problem today, that's going to bring someone else joy, that's going to help them in their life. That's when life is at its best.
Very good. Well, thank you guys for joining me. This is really good information. And if people wanted to learn how to build a business of their own or to tap into the Ziegler community, they would go to smallbusinessrvr.com.
That's right. SmallBusinessRVER.com.
Very good. Well, thank you again, guys. I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When Tom Ziegler and Howard Partridge finished their presentation this morning, people could hardly sit still. They showed that people are limited only by their imaginations in not only starting a business and living the RV lifestyle, but by making money doing things they are passionate about as well. The new Zig Ziglar Community Fast Start Kit, which is offered in conjunction with Work Camper News, includes the Ziglar Performance Planner, an ultimate goals, achievement, and tracking system with a year's worth of planning pages, the Ziglar Goals Training Course, which teaches people how to maximize the performance planner and gives people a step-by-step guide to set their goals and track them. Choose to Win book by Tom Ziegler, which shows people how to transform their lives one simple choice at a time. The Choose to Win digital video e-course and journal, which is an action guide to the Choose to Win book that allows people to track progress as they replace bad habits with good habits. How to Stay Motivated, Zig Ziglar's all-time best-selling audio series with 20 hours of downloadable, life-changing MP3 audio content. Membership in the Choose to Win Mentoring Program, a weekly one-hour live interactive webinar presented by Tom Ziegler, where people can ask questions to learn the fastest way to success in all areas of their lives. Membership in the Zig Ziglar Community, where people will learn the fundamentals of small business to have fun while running an RV-based business of their own. For more information about this opportunity, visit www.smallbusinessrver.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, be sure to visit www.nrvta.com. Small business isn't the only thing you can do in an RV. To see a variety of jobs offered by firms looking for work campers, be sure to check out the listings at Work Camper News. You'll also find information that can help you plan a course to live your dream and get you on the road faster than you thought was possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. That's all for today's show. Next time, I'll be talking with a dreamer I met at Rendezvous who will launch full-time into the RV lifestyle within a few weeks with his wife and 3-year-old son. If they can live their travel dreams, you can too. We'll talk to you on Thursday on The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.